Delta 7 Japan. Patrick, you around?
KA3JCA.
Yeah, go ahead.
Patrick may be out of the repeater range. He had to go down to Michelin and Lawrence County. I talked to him earlier, so he may be out of range of the repeater.
All right. You know, is he into DMR?
DMR? He has his hotspot in his truck, but I'm not sure. I have my hotspot here programmed so I can call him on private. Do you need him to come up on hotspot?
No, I'm actually looking for him or somebody to do a presentation on DMR at our club meeting, the South Carolina DX Association. I'm looking for somebody. I know nothing about DMR. I had a request from one of our members for a presentation on DMR, so I was just trying to round up one or two people that could give a good presentation. We've got a projector and a computer, everything that you would need. Just put a presentation together, I guess, in PowerPoint and give it if you know somebody that could do it.
Right now, if you talk to Patrick or anybody else, Bob, they're probably going to tell you to ask me. I got involved in DMR back in April, and I've become the local guru for DMR and code plugging and programming and so forth like that. However, my health is diminished to the point that I'm pretty much confined to bed on oxygen all the time.
I guess the other thing that came to mind is we could do a Zoom, but I'm not sure if you'd even be able to do a Zoom if you're stuck in bed. But possibly I can talk to Patrick and you know, maybe you could put together, or the two of you could put together a presentation, and then he could come to the meeting and present it, or we could do it over Zoom, which we've done before.
Yeah, I'll let him know that when I hear him come back on the radio, if I hear him on DMR this morning. I'll let him know to touch base. Meetings, I attend the club meeting here locally now because of that, and I'm also in net control on Friday night, so I've done a lot of Zoom meetings with training with Dave, W4, DWJ.
So I heard some people talking yesterday about, I think it was Patrick and or Chad, their voices are very similar on the radio. So unless I hear a call sign, and I don't recognize Chad's, but I know the backside of Patrick. That's terrible. I should know him, but I'm not really good on call signs. Anyway, what I was wondering was about the presentation, and then also it slipped my mind what I was going to say. But anyway, if you hear from Patrick, have him give me a holler.
I sure will, and if you have any questions yourself, you know, about DMR, please, you may still have my phone number. If not, I think I have your number in my phone still from a couple of years ago when you and I used to converse, just give me a jingle, and if you need the number, I can always send it, and I'll try to answer any questions that you may have.
If you get a moment, just look me up on QRZ, or my website, nd7j.com, has got all my contact information. If you'd shoot me an email with your phone number, I heard some folks yesterday on the repeater here talking about a website, and it had a lot of drop-down menus, and it caught my ear. You know whose website that was, or which website that was?
I know I was talking to somebody yesterday. I know that for instance, the NCPRN, November Charlie, Papa Romeo November website has a list of all the DMR frequencies for the North Carolina, South Carolina. There's 32 repeaters in North Carolina and about 32 in South Carolina that are all linked on the same network. Then you also have the Brandmeister that has its set of talk groups, and then there's also the TGIF network, which is another network that you can all get. And the Brandmeister and TGIF are connected basically through the internet, and the local NCRPRN is all RF here within the state of South Carolina and North Carolina.
No, this was somebody was obviously building a website for their club. and I was just interested to see what they were doing and possibly could help out because I've designed websites for, 20 years. So I don't know which group they were talking about. I'm pretty sure it was Chad and maybe Dave. I'm not sure. Not DJW Dave the other day.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're talking about the Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club up in Tryon. They're in the process of designing the website, and they add everything, and I think they have, you're right, they have like 36 pull-down menus, and they're trying to streamline it and do that. But yes, that would be Chad, KO4NUE.
Amateur Radio Club?
Yes, Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club. The club call is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Juliet Victor India, KO4JVI. It's on the 145 33 frequency with a 91.5 hertz.
Right here, because I found, let's see here, let me scroll back up. Chad Hightower, I'm assuming that's Chad, KO4NUE, I'm sure it is. And then some other folks here that I don't recognize, so. Anyway, I think I found the website.
It would definitely be the person to speak to. He's the trustee and the club president.
Top-down menus, I just see a big long page. Maybe I'm at the wrong. What's the call sign again?
Not sure if they have it posted up for viewing yet, but the club call is KF Kilo Foxtrot 4 Juliet Victor India.
Yeah, I've got the right site here. Here's the TBARC repeater. I just don't see the drop-down menus, but if you hear Chad, pass him my phone number and give me a call. I might be able to help with this.
So when I had 5104 was the last four I had for you?
Yep, that's it. That's mine.
What I'll do is I'll pass that on to Chad. I'll give him a jingle. Not sure how early he gets up in the morning there, but he's sometimes up and down in his shop, too. So I'll pass that on to Bob and to Patrick for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like I said, if I could help him out here, I see what he's talking about. I don't see the drop-down menus. I just see a one long page that could really be condensed. Just take a little bit of thinking to do it, but it's not. I've done a lot of websites.
Bob, that sounds fantastic. So I will see that they get your messages there. And like I said, if you think of anything for DMR, in the meantime, I'll see what I already have because I've started something here locally myself. I haven't finalized it or done a whole lot to it yet, but I was working on something between that and another project, which is the, I don't know if you've heard of it before or not, but the Ham Shack Hotline.
I've not heard of that.
Another adventure in amateur radio. It's been taking the some of your older VOIP telephones, and you can even use new ones with Cisco and a couple. There's like four or five endpoints that they've got so that'll work with provisioning. But basically, they've set up a PBX server or PXP server, PBX server to use radio or telephones over the internet that connect you to other hams, strictly using VOIP. It won't connect to the outside network. You can't call businesses or 911 and stuff like that. So it's just another form of technology in the ham shack, direct communications using that.
Very interesting. Well, I'm scrolling through their site here and just kind of looking around. And like I said, it just needs to be condensed. There's got a lot of information you've got here. But anyway, I appreciate it. I will let you get back to what you were doing. I'm expecting a guy who's coming from Girton today. He is picking up my 80-meter beam. I'm giving it to him. He's supposed to be coming sometime this morning about 11 to pick that up.
Well, that's a nice little gift there to pick up and put up in the air. I still have to get some used tower that I can try to acquire, you know, one of those things that you take down and then put back up. The cost is minimal except for like the new hardware maybe. So, but alrighty, I will chat with you later, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you again. and I will definitely get this to Chad and to Patrick, KA3JCA.
And I'm going to tell you something. This 80-meter beam, it's been sitting here for about 4 years, and it's gigantic. I mean, I was going to put it up when I had some more area to work with land-wise, but that's changed, so I was not able to do it. So it's been sitting here, and I'm pretty much happy just to let somebody have it and make use of it. You know, this guy's going to apparently modify it and put it up in the air, so there you go.
Because I had enough land to do that, I had the pleasure of visiting W1AW up in Connecticut when my parents lived up in Connecticut, and I went up there, and I would love for even the small piece of land that they have, I would love to have their antenna farm.
They got it going on. Well, there's a few around here that have some pretty good antenna farms. K4SV has got a mountain of antennas. K9RX Gary has got some huge towers and antennas. There's several people around here with some pretty decent stations.
Liz, I told my wife, even though I'm retired, I would like to eventually, maybe I'll win that lottery tonight, $950 million. But yeah, I'd like to buy a nice piece of land on the side of the mountain and put up a station and have everything remote so I could work it here from the house. Due to my condition there, that would be awesome.
Well, good luck on that that ticket there in the lottery, but don't waste your money because I'm going to win it. Not. But good luck on that. I'll probably go buy me a ticket today, too. I know it's gotten pretty big.
You say that, and she said, nuh-uh, that she was going to win it. So, all righty, sir. Hey, while I'm thinking of it, too, are you still into the photography business?
Well, I retired my camera. I haven't put a camera in my hand since I retired about 2 years ago. I just moved the one Pelican case full of cameras from one spot in my office here to the other spot. And that's about as much use as they get. They get moved around into different areas out of the way.
Yeah, when I left Disney and I put all my camera stuff up and so forth like that, that's kind of what happens here. It's gone from one side of the house to a different side of the house to another side of the house. Every time my wife decides that she wants to, spring clean and move things around. So, alrighty. Well, maybe one of these days I'll get back into doing some of it. I missed my 5 years that I worked with Disney. It was awesome.
I enjoyed doing photography, but, you know, after 25, 35 years of it, it got to be old. All right, I got to hop out of here. It's good to talk to you this morning. I've got a couple things I need to get done here, and I guess this guy's leaving from Girton soon, so good talking to you. I'll keep the 2-meter on today. Usually it's not on here at the shack, but I'll keep it on. ND7J73.
All right, Bob, KA3JCA.
3JCA, KO4PXV.
KA3JCA, how are you doing, sir?
Good. On the 85, riding into Spartanburg to go to work, and then enjoying the weekend. How was your day?
Doing really good. I got up early this morning, talked to Steve, KN4VWA. He's heading down to, Mount Pleasant area, and then talked to Chad this morning. He was heading down to Michelin and Lawrence, and then Bob, and I talked to Dave and Ray this morning. I missed the normal morning crew of with Ken and Andrew and Eric, so I forget today's Friday, so a lot of them don't commute on a Friday, maybe one or two, but Patrick's normally his office day to day. But other than that, I'm just laying here listening to the radio and surfing the internet.
That sounds like an awesome job. Yeah, I was up about 4:30. And running it, probably about a few minutes after 5, and then came back, got my shower, and then had juice and breakfast, and now on the road into Spartanburg for work.
Let me know when you want me, when you want to stop by to do that code plug that we talked about over the holidays.
Definitely will.
Love to get more people on DMR. I know I'm currently right now I'm trying to look for a couple of different sites that I have my eyes on, because if I can find something decent, I would like to put up a repeater on DMRS, or I mean a Brandmeister, I'm sorry, and also a repeater on GMRS. Yeah, I'll get my vowels there straight. But I'd like to put something up for people to use locally here that can get into the Brandmeister network.
Yep, this is definitely going to do well, more so when there's storms like they was had a couple days ago when we're in extreme cold weather. That from what I heard, the ham radio's operations was pretty much the way that most people were communicating, because there was just issues with the phones being down and vice versa.
What you mean there? So you got a long, busy day today, or you going like from job site to job site?
Being the server manager, my job is pretty much stationary unless the server's down or I have to put something new in a location. So it's pretty much stationary most of the day.
That's a nice job to have. I guess you could say I was a server manager once. My friend Scott and I, we both worked for a hotel company in Florida, and Scott was more on the technical aspect of it. I helped him, run it and program some of it, but not a lot of it. But he bought a couple of servers, and we threw the hard drives in and put it in a rack, and a couple of, Ethernet racks, and had everything wired, and we wired all 12 buildings in the hotel system and put access points up and down. I designed a system that they had a U-shaped hotel system. It was but on a very small property. But the building was so old that it was hard to get new cable ran for the access points. And what I did is we ended up buying waterproof boxes and taking a regular antenna, like a little 3.5 foot, 4 foot fiberglass antenna for the bandwidth. And we put those on the inside court on a couple different floors and on the outside, and then changed the channel numbers so they wouldn't conflict. But we had that up and running. Took us about 3-4 months to get it all finalized.
The thing that's worked out, some of the sites that the county has, that we just use little beam boxes, like I said, instead of running fiber or anything, because this one of the locations has a lot of trucks and you can't dig up the ground. And that way we didn't want any overhead cables, because they bring a lot of, trucks in there that we didn't want to beam the signal across, and then it has the internet or the network access that way.
It's amazing what you can do when you start running the antennas and transmitting and for the wireless signal and so forth like that. It's amazing how you start throwing two and two together and putting your amateur radio technology into use with the internet use, and but the one guy had no experience with antennas outside of the access points, and I told him, yeah, if you want to do this, we can get a couple of gain antennas, and we found an access point that you could put an external antenna on, and it turned out, like I said, we used omnidirectional antennas, and it worked out good, KA3JCA.
That's what we've done at the Montgomery County landfill there in Welford, because we bit the bullet and went ahead and got a high beam antenna like that, because forever and a day when the trucks were out there moving around or having to make more land or clear it and for the covering over the garbage, they were forever and a day cutting the fiber, so they saved the money on the repair cost of having somebody come out and patch the fiber. So they just beamed it from the main building down to the maintenance areas, and it's definitely saved a lot of money.
That's something interesting too, as far as that. What's that, what kind of range do they get between your sites there, or do they have to have a lot of relay stations in between there?
It's only due to the fact that there's nothing blocking the in line of sight. So it's, we got the main antenna, you know, the antennas that are talking to each other. The very first one is very high up on the tower to be able to have a good line of sight with the one that's in the lower part of the field area. So it's definitely doing well, and there's no repeaters in between it.
Configuration, yeah, that I can see where that definitely helps. Yeah, because I know when I was in the military and we were doing heavy equipment operating, that was my secondary AFSC. But I always remember that people were forgetting to put the dump truck beds down and pulling forward and pulling power lines off of power poles, all kinds of stuff. So I can imagine tearing overhead wires or even getting the heavy equipment in there and tearing up the ground and the stuff under the ground. So, yeah, if it's not installed correctly, you'll end up messing up. It'll cost more to fix it than it is to do it right the first time.
That is definitely true. And when you patch fiber so much, then especially if it's not done correctly, then you'll definitely get a lot of bleed-off signal like that, where your signal strength and you're losing a lot of data from that patch.
Require them to rerun that fiber after so many patches are done to it?
If it's within a certain area, then of so many breaks, then yeah, you're right. They make it, you know, just have a whole new run. Or what they'll do is they don't have to run the whole thing. They will come a certain distance back and then cut that section out that has so many patches and then patch on the main. So you only have two patches, one at the top where it was cut and one at the bottom where it was cut. And that has definitely saved a lot of money because, you know, a lot of places run long fiber, then that would just be so expensive that they wouldn't be able to afford to do so.
And, yeah, you figure if you have a mile run of fiber or whatever, and you got a certain 300 feet that's got like 30 or 40 patches in it, it's just easier to dig up one section and take out that, and like you said, move back a few inches, feet, or yards, and then cut it and put two splices, and then you have just two clean splices to start with.
Yep, and that's why it definitely pays to have a good company that will do your splice, because they are certified to make sure that that technician is certified to splice that fiber, because, I mean, you got to get the signal analyzer and make sure that the cables, all, you know, the two fiber ends are matched up, because if you don't, then you're going to get a little bit, you know, you're definitely going to get a lot of, you know, signals jumping off and not lined up if that fiber's not perfect or not, you know, it's pretty much within tolerance of the splicing it together.
Okay. Well, my wife is calling me here. Let me run and see what she wants here real quick, and I'll be back on the radio here in a few minutes, I hope. Hopefully it won't. It's not a long honey-do list there. So, but it was a pleasure talking to you on the way to work this morning there, Lloyd. And like I said, just give me a jingle on your way home one day if you got time and so forth. And you want to swing by with those radios, we'll read it and then drop in that new code plug there and go for it. KA3JCA.
Yeah, I got it probably about another 15, 20-minute ride. I'm almost to the Ashla Highway, you know, cut off where they, you know, got the bypass going. So that probably puts me in work in about 10 minutes or so. So it's KO4PXB. Have a great day, sir.
KJCA.